The Internet Governance Forum is a very special space that the international community is using since 2006 to meet on a yearly basis to discuss issues associated to the way in which member states of the United Nations, civil society, private sector interact to agree on how conduct business on the internet, how facilitate access of information by citizens from all over the world. So it's an special place because people have the opportunity to put on the table not only the concerns they have about, let's say, cybersecurity or child pornography, but also put forward the way they see the internet should develop. That is, in fact, the uniqueness of this conference.
And now we've seen concerns by countries regarding, you know, use of the internet. Should countries be allowed or should countries restrict this in any way? But people also have the right to freedom of expression.
Well, this is one of the key questions that have been always on the table at the Internet Governance Forum since the first meeting. How much do governments regulate the business of the internet? Terrorism, cyber terrorism, criminal activities through the internet, child pornography are issues of permanent concern for everybody. I have granddaughters and I'm very concerned on how they use the internet. Having said that, I promote and definitely encourage them to use the internet. So I have to exercise a good balance and be very explicit with them on how to use the internet. And I think the member states, governments, have also that role. They have to facilitate open access to the internet by all members of the society. At the same time, they also have an obligation to protect their own citizens from all these undesirable phenomena. But these are phenomena that do not exist only on the internet. They exist in real life. And therefore, the question here is how to balance the way in which governments take decisions without affecting individuals' rights on access to information. And I have to say, we have been observing for 10 years that despite all the tensions, things are moving in positive directions.
This 10th session of the Internet Governance Forum will also highlight the link between the internet and bringing about sustainable development. Could you perhaps talk about this connection?
We have witnessed this year in the General Assembly an historical moment, the endorsement for the first time ever, a global plan for the development of the world. Let me put it that way. So we have the Agenda 2030, guidelines about how governments of the world, civil society, academia, private sector will conduct business from today till 2030 to ensure that poverty is eliminated, inequalities are reduced, environment is protected, and all the efforts that I just mentioned can be linked to the internet. The internet is a fundamental tool to facilitate the achievement of public policies. And mention any of the 17 Sustainable Development Goals, any of them will have a connection to the internet. And the internet can facilitate the extent to which each of the goals can be implemented. So the key purpose of this meeting is to make sure that we are all clear about the importance of using the internet to facilitate the implementation of the Agenda 2030.